Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today we will unlock the book The Four Agreements, a practical guide to personal freedom, a Toltec wisdom book. From a southern Mexican perspective, Toltec culture embodies thousands of years of wisdom. The Toltecs were mostly scientists and artists. Over many generations, their civilization encouraged people to explore spiritual knowledge in a quest for ultimate truth. Toltecs advocate spirituality but do not preach religion. Their culture is devoted to helping people achieve spiritual freedom, transcendent love, and happiness. Over the past few thousand years, the Toltecs have guarded their ancestral wisdom, keeping it a secret, fearing the probability of their spiritual riches being misused by European conquerors and miscreant disciples. As their homeland became exposed to the outside world, it was more vital to protect Toltec knowledge and keep it pure. However, in the spirit of sharing wisdom and helping people on their route to enlightenment, Don Miguel Ruiz finally decided to sit down and write to let more people know about Toltec culture through his book The Four Agreements. This book can truly set your mind free. In its pages, Ruiz tells us that everyone is born into a nightmare. From the moment we are born, our parents teach us how to adapt to the rules and regulations of the nightmare until the day comes when we start to train ourselves to conform and become obedient like a well-trained animal with no hope of freedom. Luckily, the Four Agreements can rescue us from this fate. The agreements of the title are as follows: be impeccable with your word, don't take anything personally, don't make assumptions, and always do your best. Wielding these four agreements as our tools, Ruiz aims to help us perceive the nature of our suffering and to break free from invisible bondage, so as to chase true freedom and happiness. Next, let's talk through the book's content in three parts. Part 1, A Painful Life in Nightmares. Part 2, Four Agreements That Will Change Your Life. And Part 3, Break Free from Old Agreements and Win Back Your Freedom. Do you know that you are actually dreaming right now? Whether you are asleep or awake, you dream non-stop. It is a collective dream conceived by our ancestors when society began to form, and the author named it Society's Dream. It includes multiple rules, laws, religious doctrines, and guiding beliefs, with many cultural variations. Whenever a new baby is born into the world, their parents or guardians will want to focus their attention so they learn to conform and join in society's dream. Full attention is crucial for locking priorities in place. So, hooking the newborn baby's attention means they do not question what's put in front of them. Our parents' lessons are cemented at the forefront of our minds as we learn about life. And, through constant repetition, we gradually learn how to dream a shared social dream. Gradually, children learn to tell the difference between good and evil, beauty and ugliness, and right and wrong. Children get to know what is believable and unbelievable, what to accept and what to deny. However, they don't gain autonomy over these choices. For example, as a child, you do not have the power to choose your mother tongue, your religion, your ethics and values. You have to follow adults' guidance. Over time, you learn that you will be rewarded so long as you abide by the rules of society's dream. Otherwise, you will be punished. In effect, you are domesticated by your parents or guardians, the same way these adults would domesticate a dog. Ruiz calls this process human domestication. As we become more independent, we learn to be terrified of punishments and even worry that we will get too few rewards. To be rewarded, we please others and reshape ourselves according to their expectations. Finally, we evolve to become a replica of our parents, guardians, school, and society. There comes a day when we no longer need others' teachings because they are already deeply rooted in our minds. That's when we start to construct our personal dream and domesticate ourselves. By now, the book of law is set in our minds, and a judge presides over all our thoughts. We think we are free to choose, but we do it all by the book. If we deviate from its law, we feel guilty and ashamed, day after day. And, in our brain, there is also a victim who carries this blame and disgrace. The victim laments, Poor me, I'm not good enough. I'm not intelligent enough, I'm not attractive enough, I'm not worthy of love, poor me. And the judge will nod in approval and condemnation. Is the book of law always right? Of course not. When we encounter new ideas, we gain a different perspective on the book. We try to make our own decision instead of consulting its laws, and we could succeed, except we have relied on the book for too many years, and it has a grip on our feelings. Consequently, we let the judge take control and sentence us according to the book. Not only that, but the judge treats us in an unjust way. Theoretically speaking, everyone, if they made just one mistake, is sent to trial and punished once and for all. However, in our brains, one slip leads to 1,000 punishments. People have an advanced memory system, and every time our mistake crosses our mind, we imagine our trial before the judge, and we punish ourselves again according to the judge's sentence. What's more, we carry this over into our treatment of family and friends. In our thoughts, we judge their mistakes in the same way, hurting them into a place of misery. That doesn't sound fair, does it? But whose fault is it? It's the fault of the whole dream system in our brains. Most of us don't have a good experience in dreams, be it our personal dream or society's dream. In the latter, people are habitually tormented by pain and fear, and the dream develops into a nightmare of violence, horror, war, and injustice. Personal dreams, however, although they vary from one to another, are mostly tribulations too, burning our souls and minds. If you regard hell as a state of mind, we are undoubtedly in hell in these dreams. Negative emotions, such as wrath, suspicion, jealousy, and hatred, are the inferno of this hell. Yes, we are the souls in torment living in hell because, under the system of domestication, we are held to impossible standards, striving to be good enough and to be accepted by everybody else. So, we conceive of an image of perfection and won't forgive ourselves if we fail to live up to it. As we grow up, we reject our nature. The degree of self-rejection depends on the extent to which adults succeed in crushing our integrity. The more we are damaged, the harder our self-judgment and censure will be, and the more painful our life will feel. We won't hesitate to hurt ourselves to please others. For example, some teenagers take illegal drugs so they will be accepted by their peers. However, they are not aware that the problem is that they don't accept themselves. We are our own harshest judges and most severe abuser. When we are alone, our mind's judgments are brutal. They ensure we can't run from our mistakes and that we punish ourselves for them, most strictly. The judge makes sure we experience the utmost guilt and humiliation. We feel we are stupid, evil, and shameful. Ruiz points out the limit of your self-abuse is exactly the limit that you will tolerate the abuse from someone else. If the other person goes beyond your limit, you may push them away. If their abuse is any less, you are prone to continue allowing them to hurt you and treat you like an animal. You tell yourself, I'm not good enough to be loved and respected. I'm blessed to be with this person. It is what I deserve. Such is your belief system. If you are willing to make a change, we are going to share with you 4 agreements that will help you. In life, we undertake many, many such agreements. These are understandings through which we identify ourselves. We define what we feel and what we believe, and these agreements we enter into guide our behavior. So, naturally, the torments of life arise from these agreements too. Consequently, if you seek to bid farewell to pain, you must be brave enough to break all the old agreements that consume your energy and make you feel afraid. And replace them with the 4 agreements we are going to introduce in the next section. That's the end of the first part, telling of a painful life in nightmares. We are born into society's dream. In order to make us adapt to that dream, our guardians domesticate us as they would a dog. The process continues until we have constructed a personal dream that reflects society's dream, and we become auto-domesticated. However, both our personal and society's dreams are not dreams at all. For most people, they are nightmares because they demand perfection. If we fail to meet the standard, we know to criticize and abuse ourselves. Worse still, we let others abuse us. If you want to change, you need to break the shackles of your old agreements and incorporate the habits of the four new agreements. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play, get your free mind snack now.